I'm Gordon Clark, and for this week's Kansas Wheat Report, we will discuss wrapping up the 2026 Kansas wheat harvest season. The 2026 Kansas wheat harvest will be remembered as one of the most weather-challenged seasons in recent memory. Following a warm winter and a dry, windy spring, much of the crop matured weeks ahead of normal, setting the stage for one of the earliest harvests on record. However, prolonged drought and late freeze events had already reduced yield potential before the first combines entered the field. Once harvest began, the weather shifted dramatically. Repeated rounds of rain, high humidity, and severe storms delayed harvest across much of the state, forcing producers to harvest in narrow windows between weather systems. Throughout harvest, Kansas wheat gathered firsthand reports from farmers, grain elevators, cooperatives, and agronomists across the state to document crop conditions, harvest progress, and grain quality. Daily conversations with producers from every region of Kansas provided a real-time snapshot of how weather, yield, and quality varied from county to county while highlighting the challenges and successes experienced throughout the season. This year, harvest started on May 23rd, one of the earliest harvest start dates in recent memory for most. Once cutting began, weather moved in and blanketed the state with much-needed but untimely moisture. These storms brought damaging winds, excessive hail, and lots of rain for the entire state. Producers got back into the field and completed one of the most rapid harvests since 2012, with winter wheat harvested at 91%, according to USDA NAS for the week ending July 5th. Western Kansas experienced some of the season's greatest variability. Months of drought, late freezes, and localized hail resulted in below-average yields, abandoned acres, and fields with yields ranging from single digits to around 30 bushels per acre. In many areas, producers considered 30-bushel wheat a success. Despite disappointing yields, grain quality generally exceeded expectations, with strong test weights and acceptable protein levels reported throughout much of the region. Central Kansas producers navigated nearly every weather challenge imaginable. Drought and freeze damage reduced yield potential before harvest, while repeated rain events, high winds, and hail delayed harvest once the crop was ready. Yields varied widely depending on timely spring rainfall, but many producers reported better than expected grain quality. Improved wheat genetics and residue management practices helped preserve yield potential despite the difficult growing season. Eastern Kansas generally reported stronger yields than western portions of the state, but still experienced significant production losses from late freezes, flooding, and excessive rainfall. While harvest was repeatedly interrupted by wet weather, many producers were able to complete it ahead of normal due to the crop's early maturity. The early finish also allowed some producers to establish fall crops under favorable moisture conditions. Although the season presented a unique combination of drought, freeze damage, hail, flooding, and repeated harvest delays, one theme emerged consistently throughout Kansas: variability. No two farms, or in many cases, no two fields looked the same, yet producers consistently reported better than expected grain quality, resilient wheat varieties, and determination to finish harvest whenever weather allowed. The 2026 Kansas wheat harvest serves as another reminder of the resilience of Kansas wheat producers and the crop they grow, even under some of the most challenging conditions the state has experienced in recent years. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Gordon Clark.